is a voting trend sweeping Southern California that could change who holds power at city halls in 2018. That trend is district elections, where if you live in a certain area, you elect someone to represent your interests locally rather than a so-called at-large citywide system where you cast a ballot for every council seat. Well, district elections are thought to better reflect the racial and ethnic makeup of a certain city. And two municipalities forging ahead with district elections are Lake Forest and Mission Viejo, both of which are in South Orange County, historically thought of as white middle-class suburbs with very little diversity. But is that really the case? Gustavo Arellano is here with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Tell us more about the makeup of these cities. Both have zero Latinos on their current city council rosters. Are there lots of Latino voters there?
Lake Forest actually has a sizable Latino community. It's almost at a third right now. Mission Viejo is still more traditionally South County. It's 71% white. The Latino population's 18%. And even then, though, most of the Latinos who live in Mission Viejo are still very affluent, middle-class types of people.
So the concern here is representation of present demographics, right? Has that been the rallying cry in all of these cases?
That's always been the rallying cry. And the attorney leading the, sort of the charge in both of the cases is Kevin Schenkman. He's from L.A. County. And so what he does, and he's been doing now for the past couple of years, he'll send letters to cities and say, hey, look, there's no representation of what's called protected groups. In other words, minority groups that make a significant part of the population of a particular city. So he'll say there's no representation. So you folks, either you guys could create your own district elections or we'll see you in court. So in Lake Forest case, they got the letter on their own. They're like, okay, let's figure out what the map's going to be. So let's break it up into five districts. So they just approved the final maps earlier this month. So you're going to have district elections in 2018. In Mission Viejo's case, they still have to determine what's going to happen. It's most likely that they're going to go to district elections because you don't want to see what happened in Palmdale, where the city spent millions of dollars trying to fight district elections, then lost and had to pay a lot of money. So right now with Mission Viejo, it's in the embryonic stage, but it's going to happen.
Well, all right. This is a big lawsuit. The Palmdale situation was a lawsuit. They spent a lot of money trying to defend it. Have legal threats been behind this trend? Has it not always been the case of, hey, we want more representation for the present demographics?
It never happens really with the current city councils, because usually when you have this presented to a city council, it's almost entirely white or maybe one minority in the city council. You know, the famous example in Orange County, of course, is Anaheim, where the city council did try to fight it. Although in that case, it was the ACLU that did file a lawsuit, and the Anaheim city council at the time tried to fight it, spent a lot of money. And now in the 2016 election, you finally had district elections and you had three Latinos on the city council. The interesting thing with these stories, with Lake Forest and Mission Viejo, though, is that you have had diversity on the city council. Lake Forest actually had an African-American mayor, which the only one in that I can remember in Orange County history, and it even had a Green Party member. That's real diversity right there in Lake Forest. And in Mission Viejo, you had two Latino council members in the past. The last one was a mayor, Gail Rivas, which I didn't even know she was Latina. And it was interesting because Rivas, who, you know, is Republican, you know, middle class, a very Mission Viejo style of a politician, but she said she resented this push that didn't come from within the city and from outside forces saying, look, in the past, we've had Latinos elected in city council, but we never bragged about it, whatever that means.
Whatever that means. When are we going to find out all about this? Like, what's a timetable here?
It's going to go fast because you do have the elections in 2018. So again, Lake Forest, they are going to have the district elections. Mission Viejo, usually when they get a letter from Schenkman, I think it's under California state law, they have about 45 days to respond. So he sent this last month. So probably early January, you'll hear, okay, let's do district elections. Here's the maps, because I seriously doubt they want to fight them. As we talked about earlier, a couple of months ago, the only city so far in Orange County that's been trying to fight Schenkman has been Huntington Beach. And we haven't had an update on that yet, but the law is really on the side of the protected class and not the city councils.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Case Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.